Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Welcome to episode 62. It's great to have you here today. Today, the topic is, do energy attunements work? I got a great question from Tom. Thank you, Tom. And I'm going to read your question in a moment and share what I hope will be helpful. I've actually gotten this question before, so I'm really glad you asked because I know that people do think about this, and this is a really fun topic for me to actually talk about. So I thank you again for your question. We'll get into that in just a moment. And if you're new here today, I just want to give you a big welcome and also, of course, a big thank you and welcome to everyone who tunes in and listens to this podcast. I appreciate you so much. But if you're new here, I just want to let you know that I'm a physician of Chinese medicine and a doctor of medical Qigong and a spiritual intuitive. And through Eastern medicine and energetic practices, I usher people into a deeper relationship with their mind and their body energy so that they can actually cultivate emotional balance. And I believe in really learning how to align with our own divine wisdom so that we are tuned into who we really are. And as always, I just want to remind you that if you're needing support right now to calm your mind and ease your anxiety, please go to theartoftuningin.com and you can sign up for free, get access to my 4-minute guided practice that will actually teach you how to refocus your energy, tune into yourself so that your mind can calm. And the wonderful thing about when we do this is it realigns and re-energizes your mental focus. So it's not only calming you, but it's actually refocusing you and re-energizing you. So again, you can go to theartoftuningin.com. You can sign up for that and it's free. And I'd love for you to get some support and experience some wonderful practices. So Tom asked this great question. And he says, Dr. Maria, I see different spiritual teachers and practices doing energy attunements with their students. What are energy attunements and do they actually work? That's a great question, Tom. And thank you so much for asking. I love when you guys send in questions because it's wonderful to know what you're thinking about. So energy attunements, let me explain a little bit about how they work, what they are, and of course, I'll give you how I feel about them. When a teacher has cultivated their energy, meaning they've grown, they've strengthened, they've expanded their energy to a certain level, they're able to hold a vibrational space and be able to help that student elevate their own vibrational frequency. And there are lots of ways to do this. Some people are taught to do it through speaking certain words. Sometimes it's silent, but it's always about holding very sacred space to a very high frequency that helps the other person or people elevate their own frequency if those people or person is willing to allow their frequency to elevate, because we always have free will. And so this isn't like some sort of mind trick where people come in and they can, you know, change how you feel. You often experience this actually in your life if you are around people who are very elevated in their moods, in the way that they think, their consciousness. When you get around people who actually have a more elevated frequency, you usually feel really good. You may feel really calm. You may feel really happy. You may feel really safe. You may feel really peaceful. You sometimes, if you're really in the presence of someone who has a very high frequency, you're, even if you're feeling like aches and pains and tiredness, that can actually start to dissipate. It can start to lessen or go away completely. I always ask my members in my membership to try not to use the word higher, lower when we talk about frequency or moods or consciousness, because we can tend to think higher, lower, good and bad. And it's not like that at all. But we all vibrate at different frequencies. And we vibrate at different frequencies all throughout our day. And it all has to do with our consciousness. What we're thinking about and then what we're feeling in our body creates the frequency that we are resonating in. So if we are resonating in a very happy mood, our frequency is going to be joyful. It's going to be vibrant. And you can feel that off someone. You know, laughter, right? Laughter's contagious. It's the frequency you're feeling. You're feeling that joy bounce off of you, and you're responding to that. It's the same exact thing. If you are with someone or you bump into someone who's very angry, you feel that frequency. Now, whether you resonate with that frequency or whether you react and respond to that, that is completely your choice. But you will feel it. This is why we know how someone's feeling before we talk to them, because we are intermixing our frequencies all the time. And I think it's really cool that the more we understand that, the more we realize that it really is our choice in how we feel. It is our choice in how we react and respond. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I talk about reacting and responding a lot. I teach about it in the membership, because if we can balance how we are reacting and responding all throughout our day, then we actually have complete control and a conscious awareness of our life. Because most of the time in life, we are reacting and responding unconsciously. We're just hearing a piece of information and we're just responding to it. And that just comes from a culture of very fast-moving information where people don't take much time to stop and sit with it, and everything's moving, 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 and you react and respond and react and respond. And that, of course, is completely different than being very mindful, being very consciously aware. And of course, when we recognize that, we can create changes. When a person of a vibrational frequency wants to help attune another person's energy, they are holding the space to do that. And if the other person allows their vibration to be influenced or impacted by this other frequency, then an attunement or an energy shift can happen. And when teachers do this for a reason of taking a student to another level, to the next phase of their journey, to the next phase of their processing. And it's done in a way of furthering the student's progression in whatever it is that they're studying. And it's about our willingness and our understanding to attune with that frequency. I've been in situations before where I've had certain teachers and we're learning material, and there are things that we can do energetically in that space with that teacher, with the rest of the students, that are amazing. And then when we leave and we go home into our own space, we can't quite capture that same energetic feeling, vibration, frequency. The same thing doesn't happen for us. And that's because when we're in the space with someone who's able to hold the space again of a very high frequency, like an accomplished teacher is, we are actually all in the same frequency, and the level of vibration of that room and of each student is raised. If we can't hold that vibration, if we can't transform that vibration into our own being, when we come home, we don't have access to that same vibration. So this brings me to the next part of your question, Tom, when you say, do attunements actually work? This is the key, and this is why I really love this topic. You know, everything that I do is teach people how to actually align and hold a new vibration for themselves. And this is why, when we're trying to heal something, Let's say someone has an illness or they suffer from a lot of chronic pain, or they're a student who is looking to expand their energetic practice and their frequency and how they move in the world. It's all the same. When we're looking to shift into a better space for ourselves, a better alignment, we are looking to actually shift our frequency of where we are now, heal what we need to heal, so that we can raise that vibration and hold a new energetic space. So if someone is attuned to a new frequency, it only really works if that person is able to hold that attunement, which of course, traditionally in energetic training and practices, attunements happen when students have taken the time to actually cultivate their energy, meaning they've taken time to clear what's needed. They've taken time to balance their energy. They've taken time to actually strengthen themselves emotionally and physically. And then a teacher will attune their energy to help again take them to another level. So that student is ready to move to the next frequency. Now, does that student need that teacher to do that? I think that's debatable. When you work on your own frequency, when you learn how to align your energy will naturally begin to elevate and vibrate at a new frequency. But a teacher is there in order to help a student be able to trust and relax and let go, and sometimes have permission, but also really have the support to move into a different level, a different way of being. And what really matters is, can that student hold that frequency? Can a person who is working with attuning their energy to a different level, can they hold it? Can they take it out into their life? What happens when the attunement is over? Does it last for just a little while and then just fizzle out and dissipate? So this is where, when you look at traditional attunements and you look at people who help other people to attune their energy, it's a process. It's not about just showing up to a weekend class and having no background or experience in the subject, and all of a sudden a teacher is attuning everybody to this new space. In that moment, yes, if the teacher is skilled, there is an attunement happening. There is an energy exchange happening. But can the students hold that new energy? Do they know how? Have they worked through enough of their own space? And so with that, I want to bring up something that maybe is not as popular, but I just want to remind you, attunements can go in many different ways. People think about energy attunements in a positive way. But if you're allowing a teacher to work with you and help you attune your energy, please be aware of that teacher's energy, or anyone who you're working with. Be aware of who they are and how they carry themselves through their life and what they're thinking and how they take care of themselves. Are they physically healthy? Are they mentally well? Are they emotionally balanced? These are really important. Sometimes, like I said, when people show up to classes or online and they just allow themselves to be guided by a teacher, find out the energy of that teacher. When you work with someone, you're working with vibration. You are all exchanging vibration. It's just important to understand that this is a very sacred process, that attuning energy, helping someone raise their vibration, helping someone heal, it's a sacred process. And there's time that's needed in this cultivation process. A lot of that time is learning how to let go of what we don't need. And that's a healing process. And then a cultivation process of expanding our energy and moving through our life in a new way, which allows us to hold a different frequency of energy. So if I'm, for example, holding a different frequency of energy, it means that I'm learning to move through my life and make decisions in a different way, again, react and respond to issues in my life in a different way than I did before, learn how to manage my own energy, meaning that if I'm getting anxious, if I'm getting depressed, if I'm getting angry, I know how to work through those processes. All of that is holding a different frequency. It's being attuned to a different level of how we move through our life. I'm always very, very cautious when people talk about going to courses and getting attuned by a teacher. And that's because I am very biased because I began a very early training when I was 12 years old. I began training in the martial arts and in the energetic arts. And throughout my whole life, I've had wonderful teachers who really worked with the process of development, moving through the different stages. An attunement is a very sacred thing, and it's not meant to be given to just wipe away everything that needs to be healed. It's a different level of moving through things, but ultimately, the person's energy must learn to hold a new frequency, and that takes time, it takes patience, and it takes support. Please keep your questions coming, Tom. Again, that was a great question. I wish you all a great week, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.